It is 7:39 in the Twin Cities. Esme Murphy, along with studio coordinator and producer Jonathan Lowe. I want to talk this half hour about a very serious issue. I work in downtown Minneapolis. I come in at all hours of the day and night, either to radio or to TV. And I see very often people who are obviously homeless in our community. And it's something that is, as a community, as a state, and also as a country, I think we need to address in a very important way. And one of the issues is affordable housing. Senta Leff is the executive director for the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless, and she is talking about Homeless Day on the Hill that is coming up on this Tuesday. Senta, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, absolutely. Why don't you talk about Homeless Day on the Hill and what does it involve and what are you hoping it achieves?
Sure. Homeless Day on the Hill is an annual event where advocates from all across the state come together to support one collective legislative agenda that supports the full continuum of housing affordability. The event grows in size every year, and we're really proud to say that this year we're approaching almost 900 attendees who will represent nearly every legislative district in the state. So there will be virtually no lawmaker in the state of Minnesota in the House or Senate who doesn't hear from one of their constituents about the importance of affordable housing on Tuesday.
All right, because in the end, I mean, that is certainly one of the underlying issues to this problem. Do you have, what figures do you have currently for homelessness in Minnesota?
I heard you just before our interview start mention the visibility and what you see when you come to work in downtown Minneapolis. Across the state, on any given night, there are about 15,000 people in Minnesota who don't have a safe place to sleep at night. One of the things that I think surprises people more than anything is that more than half of those homeless folks in Minnesota are children or very young adults. And in fact, among the children, about half of those kids are under the age of five.
Wow. I do know that when we were doing following up on one of the more recent snowstorms, I reached out to both the Minneapolis and St. Paul school districts about, you know, what time kids got home. And I think it was Minneapolis talked to me about the fact that some of the kids that they had to put in cabs because they were going to homeless shelters had gotten back late. And it was just a reminder that you've got kids here in our community who are homeless, who are trying to go to school at the same time. And obviously that is a tough, tough situation, but it's a reality that I think people need to be aware of. In terms of these numbers, has it gotten worse? Has it gotten better in recent years?
You know, the numbers do tend to go up or down depending on how our economy is doing. During the recent recession in the early 2000s, we saw numbers spike dramatically. Minnesota has seen a decrease over the past 3 years, but that isn't just due to an improving economy. States that have similar economies and populations to Minnesota haven't seen the same sort of progress that we have. What's unique about Minnesota is that we have an incredibly strong advocacy community that has supported our legislature in generating about $270 million since 2012 in bonds and services to create more affordable housing and more housing opportunity across the state. And it's those specific and targeted investments that have made all the difference.
Right. And that's something that you see, and you see sort of these groups of men and women and you know, younger kids even, you know, kind of walking around some of these streets. This is sort of just behind really Target Field where you see many of it and where many of the shelters are. And it's they're always there. They're always there, even on some of our coldest nights mm-hmm. and coldest mornings. And again, even at all hours of the night, you know, I come in on Sunday mornings and, you know, after four, and you always see people. And I wonder how can this, you know, be, and how can this continue? What are some of your goals, you know, in terms of the legislature this year?
Yeah, I'll get to that very quickly. One thing that I do just want to say to your listeners, it is true that they're, you always see them, right? And it looks like this pervasive problem that appears intractable. But I might remind your audience that although they're always there today, they haven't always been there. Homelessness, as we know it, on the scale that we know it, is a problem that's younger than I am. We can trace it back to a pretty specific point in our country's political and economic history. And I just point that out.
And what point is that?
In the early 80s, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, had budget cuts of 50% or more. We deinstitutionalized state mental hospitals and some of the basic safety net, economic safety net services that people rely on in times of crisis began to stagnate.
And you believe, you trace that back, you trace that moment, those policies, which obviously was under the Reagan administration, as the origins of the homeless problem in this country?
Yeah. Prior to that, we had not had as many homeless women and children in this country as we did since the Great Depression. So, you know, homelessness, when I was a little girl, and, you know, I'm not yet 40 years old, when I was a little girl, it was a pretty rare and shocking thing to see. And then in the early 80s, which is when my organization, the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless, was formed, there was a sudden onslaught of this new and shocking problem. And we were formed to go upstream and generate the resources and policies necessary to end this very solvable problem, which brings us today on the Hill in our 2018 legislative agenda and what folks will be advocating for. So this is our largest ask of the legislature yet. We are requesting $150 million in order to strengthen Minnesota's full housing continuum. The majority of that, $140 million, is a request for bonds for housing, and those bonds would be used to build and preserve affordable housing, including preserving public housing throughout the state. And then we also have a $10 million request to prevent and end homelessness through things like rental assistance and support services. One of the requests we're lifting up is an initiative called Homework Starts at Home. We talked already about how many children are experiencing homelessness, and it's pretty hard to do homework if you don't have a place to call home. So that's what those nearly 900 folks will be talking to their lawmakers about come Tuesday.
Well, and it is something that I think a lot of people, you know, don't think of when it comes to the actual homeless, you know, figures, is the fact that there are kids there. In terms of how Minnesota is dealing with this issue, how do we compare to other communities? And is there any one community out there that you feel is really being especially effective in addressing this issue?
I stated earlier, we really are among some of the few states in the nation that are really ahead of the curve in terms of the decreases that we're seeing. Minnesota is one of, I believe, three states in the nation that have effectively ended veteran homelessness, for example. So that's a relatively small population of the folks who are experiencing the problem, but it's a great example of the progress we can make when we make really targeted and strategic investments. Minnesota is also leading the nation among reductions in homelessness within families with children.
And that is some, those are things that obviously are especially encouraging. But in terms of other communities, anything else that they're doing well? It sounds like we're doing well in those all important categories, especially when we think of families and our veterans who certainly deserve everything that we can possibly provide for them.
Absolutely. You know, around the nation, I think we are united in a shared definition of what it means to end homelessness. That might sound like an impossible thing to your listeners. What we mean when we say that is that it doesn't mean that there will never be an episode of homelessness anywhere in Minnesota or anywhere in the country, but that when it does happen, it's rare. It's brief. It doesn't last very long, and it's non-recurring. So it's episodic in nature. And I talked about kind of how things used to be about 35 years ago or so, and that's what homelessness looked like then. It was a pretty small group of people. It was pretty hard to come. You didn't see it too often. When you did see it, it happened for a short period of time, and then people had the resources in order to break that cycle. And that's what we're striving for Minnesotans through all stages of life.
We're chatting with Senta Leff. She's the executive director from the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless. Senta, I want to ask you, one of the things that I've sort of always been intrigued by are alternate types of housing, whether it's a tiny house or sort of micro apartments. And there have been some, you know, articles about these forms of housing, talking about how this could probably help in terms of providing more affordability there. Is Minnesota doing anything like that? And do you see that as possibly something that could help here?
There are some communities in Minnesota that have experimented with things like tiny homes. It can also be sort of controversial when you get on a really local level, whether or not communities want a set of tiny homes in their neighborhood or not. You know, it's an interesting idea. My perspective is that what we really need to do is go a bit farther upstream. People always hear me say homelessness isn't a character flaw, it's a mass problem. And as the rate of the cost of rent has gone up, and particularly at the federal level, the public supports and investments in affordable housing have gone down, we've seen housing insecurity skyrocket. There's not a single county anywhere in the United States where you can earn minimum wage and afford a market rate one or two bedroom apartment. So, you know, those are they're you know, interesting ideas to think about. They feel like a little bit of a Band-Aid fix to me, frankly.
Well, this is what you do, and this is obviously your area of expertise, so it's important to hear your perspective on that. And obviously, the Homeless Day on the Hill coming up here, we certainly appreciate your insights this evening. Senta Leff, the executive director from the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you.